Nia Nichols. She's a singer-songwriter. Track Goldilocks is out now. So very good morning.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's lovely to talk to you. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Dorset, or like Bournemouth area.
What's your earliest musical memory?
Oh, gosh. Well, music just has been part of my life forever. So I have to say I started singing when I was like about 4 years old, just to my parents. And I was a little performer, a little diva. So that is my earliest musical memory of just standing in the garden singing Shania Twain songs to my parents. But more professionally, maybe when I was about 13, I got to meet Dean Friedman and do a songwriting workshop with him. And that's kind of when things started to get really serious for me. So yeah, there you go. Those are my two earliest memories.
And you play guitar as well.
I do, yes. I've been playing guitar since I was about 10. I wanted to start learning when I was 8 because all of my heroes like Dolly Parton and Taylor Swift and Shania Twain, they all played guitar, but my hands were a bit too small to wrap around the neck. So my mum made me wait for a couple of years. And yeah, I've just taken to it ever since. It's been my best friend all these years.
How did you start writing, Nia? Are you somebody that's always picking up the guitar and writing down chords, or do you have a diary where you, or into your phone, you're singing melodies? Is it different every time?
I would say it's pretty different, yeah. But for the most part, I'm very into lyrics. So lyrics come first for me, and then the melody follows. There have been some times where I have a melody first and I just write around it. But more often than not, I have a hook, like a lyric or a phrase or a title that I work around. And that's usually how it works for me. And it takes me about 20 minutes to write a song if I'm really feeling it, you know. So, yeah.
Do you ever feel that a song is gifted to you from the universe because it comes through so quickly? It's almost like you didn't write it.
Absolutely, yes. I've had that a couple of times where I have a song coming out in a couple of months, which I'm really excited to release. And it was a song that for a while I had the idea of it, but I hadn't actually sat down to work on it. And then one evening it just came pouring out and it just was very therapeutic. So I do get that occasionally, which is very much a gift. You know, it's very nice when that does happen. Other times you can be racking your brain for days about a song.
But or possibly yeah, months. Or possibly months and months and months, and then you come back to it and have to start working again.
Yes.
You've recently won an Original Music Award. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Original Music Awards, they're based in Dorset at the Lighthouse in Poole. And it's a big award show that they do every year and have done for the last, I think, 3 or 4 years now. And it just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And we have so much talent in Dorset, which, you know, needs to have a light shone on it. And I was very, very honoured because I was nominated for the Best Songwriter Award. And then I ended up winning it, which I absolutely did not expect at all. And the last year, I actually won the Best Solo Artist Award as well. So I definitely didn't expect award this year. I thought, oh no, I've peaked with my Best Solo Artist Award. So it was a very nice surprise because, you know, I do pride myself on being a songwriter first and foremost. So to win the Songwriter Award really meant a lot to me.
What are your plans for 2025? Are you going to be releasing more songs sort of over the next year? Is there an EP, an album, touring?
Absolutely, yeah. So I will continue to release a couple of singles, but I am working on an EP, and I've never done an EP before, so it's a challenge for me, but I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's always good to challenge yourself and stretch yourself. So that's something that hopefully people can look forward to toward the end of the year. And aside from that, I'll just be gigging a lot around the usual areas, whether it's London or Bristol or Cardiff, and hopefully more up north. So yeah, it should be good. Hopefully people can catch me everywhere around the country this year.
What would you be without music?
Where would I be without music?
Oh, what would you be without music?
Oh gosh, that's a good question. You know what? I love crime documentaries. So I would like to think that if I wasn't doing music, that maybe I would be doing something in police work or something to do with lawyer stuff, or I don't know. But I also failed science and maths, so I don't think I would have actually made it in the crime scene as such, except not being a criminal. So that's what I would like to have done if I wasn't doing music. But of course, music calls, and I love it, and I love writing. So I'm glad that music is in my life.
Lovely. I thought you were going to say I would like to have been a criminal when you first started talking. I know. Oh, no.
I know. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, no, I'm saying this and it sounds like I wanted to be a criminal.
Tell us about the new release. It's called Goldilocks. Tell us about the track and how it came to be.
Yeah, so Goldilocks is a song I wrote last year, and I had this idea to incorporate a children's story into a bitter breakup song for quite a while. But I could never really figure out a way to go about it until one day I was inspired, and I'll leave you to figure out what that inspiration was. It's not hard to figure out. But yeah, I joke with my friends and my mum that all men are children. Obviously, no offense, and not all men, obviously. So I thought, why not make a song that they can understand, that's, you know, a little bit humorous and bitter and angry, and why not, you know, just give it a go. So that's how Goldilocks came about, and I'm really proud of how the song turned out, because I used to do a lot of country music and this was more in the pop direction, so it was a bit nerve-wracking for me to release it, but I think it turned out well and people seem to have liked it, which is great.
Now, where can people find out more about you?
You can find out about me everywhere. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and also Spotify and Apple Music, Amazon Music, and it's all just under Nia Nichols. So if you like what you hear, you can find me on any of those platforms.
Would you like to introduce your song?
Yes, absolutely. And thanks again for having me. This is my latest single. This is called Goldilocks.
In retrospect, I was down.
Thank you.
You saw me as your one trip fantasy. Quickly almost saw you hold my